Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm here to help you guys today, those of you that are hardworking, that don't want to live the same old mediocre life, that want to create freedom, not just money freedom, but time freedom and lifestyle. That is what I'm here to help you do so that you don't live the average mediocre life that everybody else is living, which is pretty much living impoverished. I'm here to get you that freedom. Hey, I want to welcome you out today. I want to talk about an episode where it kind of ties with a question that many people ask me, which is, you know, should I fund my kids' tuition and how do I do it? And I'm going to start off. I want you to follow with me here on this topic because I know that there's some things to consider. But the short answer is really quickly, it just depends. It depends. But there are some very serious things to consider. Very serious things. You know, I'm going to kind of sidetrack, but this is going to tie in with the whole conversation here. But it's a very similar topic. You know, my wife had shown me a video. It was an editorial piece. They had done some studies. They looked at like over 400 colleges and universities, and they were watching to see what was going on with education today, like college education specifically. And they were watching a trend over the years, and they noticed that basically our kids are getting dumber. Now, for some of you, this may not seem like a surprise, depending on when you went to college. But what they're noticing is that college is getting easier and easier. In fact, the most common grade given out today, by far, is an A. An A. I remember in college, A actually meant you were outstanding. B was above average. C was just average. You know, now I don't agree with like curves and things like that necessarily. But, you know, it's interesting that now they're giving out more A's than ever. Some of the same universities used to have like an average GPA of about 2.8 were now like 3.4. And the ones that were worst at giving higher grades were private schools, private colleges and universities. They were the worst for giving out higher grades. Now, does it mean these kids are getting smarter? Well, they've ran tests and they found out that the kids don't actually know anymore. In fact, most of them don't spend hardly any hours studying. Most of them will spend at least double or triple the time partying and socializing and doing other like extracurricular activities. So they're not really going to college. They're not really going to school, even when they're quote-unquote full-time. I think they said it's roughly about an average about 20 hours. Was it even 20 hours a week? It was something like 3 hours a day, basically, of total class and study time. Now, that's pretty crazy. Now, I remember going to college even 20 years ago. I remember thinking, like, hey, this is kind of nice. You know, in some ways, it was a nicer schedule than high school because you could split up the days. But I still had to work and study pretty dang hard, especially after general education. You know, but there's a bigger thing at play. Now, I want to get to the real cause of why I think what's happening is happening. And this is just my opinion. The opinion didn't actually say this. The op-ed piece didn't. But this is kind of my conclusion, is that the reason why they would see, like, private universities giving out higher A's is because of the generation of students we have today. I mean, ever since the 90s, when helicopter parenting became more and more popular, parents, you know, trying to stick up for their kids and trying to make sure their kids get those A's, giving teachers a hard time. I guarantee they're giving college professors a hard time from time to time. There's been a lack of responsibility. There's been a lack of accountability being taught to our children, letting them fail. And I know as a parent, I've got 8 kids. I don't want my kids to fail, but at the same time I do. Because I know the best way for them to succeed is to fail. And I don't mean like fail by, you know, ripping on their dreams, tearing apart their dreams or anything like that. I mean letting them figure things out, letting them take responsibility for their own life, offering guidance, but not trying to do it for them. You know, I mean, do you remember growing up, and maybe you're the generation I was, where if somebody did your homework for you, even a parent, that was kind of like, it kind of made you feel lame, for lack of a better word. I mean, it made me feel ridiculous that my parents did it. Like, now I wanted parents' help sometimes, and if I got in the habit, I remember there's some big projects I would do when I was young, And my parents would step in and try to help out, you know, whether it be like maybe helping me make dough, you know, bake clay to make the planets of the solar system, you know, or paper mache and things like that. But they still let me do it. Like, it still wasn't beautiful and perfect because they let me still take part in that. They would just help guide me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that my dad didn't pay for college, even though it drove me nuts because I knew there was other kids even when I was going to college 20 years ago. There was other kids that I knew were getting their way paid for that didn't need jobs. I had to work. I worked part-time when I first got to school, and then as I even got, you know, married while I was in my upper-level studies, you know, getting past my general eds and now getting to those junior and senior years, I remember I was still working full-time as a student. I was working 30 to 40 hours a week doing what I did every day. And it was hard. It was tough. What's interesting is even though I worked more hours, and even though, yeah, there's some stress there, and I had to do a lot of focus, and yes, I still did ballroom dancing. I still had some fun. But despite all that and getting married, you know, I still pulled off about a 3.8 GPA. So when you hear my opinion here, don't think I'm a college hater because I went to college. I did drop out with one class to go before my bachelor's degree because I started to become an entrepreneur. And that's when I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. Because when I went to college, my goal was still, I wanted control and freedom over my own life and my own prosperity. I didn't want anybody else, you know, telling me, you know, how much I could make, you know, tell me what hours I should be working. I wanted to do a good job. I wanted to, you know, actually like create real value in the world and get very well compensated for it. And I knew that in a normal job, there would be some limitations there. So that's why I was open to that. And so, you know, the reason I think that, you know, colleges are, students are basically getting lazier in a sense, or in the sense that they're not getting any smarter, they're not getting any more educated coming out of college, and they're definitely not coming out with better life skills, is not because of the universities and colleges. It's actually because of the parents. It's actually because of the parenting they've received, and the colleges and universities as well, catering into that. Rather than sticking up and saying, hey, we're putting our foot down, we don't care, we want these kids to be successful, we don't want to just get paid. And the reason why private universities and colleges, why are they increasing their grades so much? Because parents are paying it. It's not just state-funded. In fact, a lot of it's private funding through parents. Parents are ultimately hiring these college professors to give their kids good grades so they can try to get good jobs. That's why these grades keep inflating, but the kids are coming out dumber, and in the real world, they're not getting the jobs they want. They're not, and they're wondering why they have huge bills, because now college tuition is going up higher and faster than wages are right now. And so people are coming out of college more and more broke. I've seen it even with my clients and some of their kids. You know, usually I don't have that many college students coming out. I'm starting to see, you know, I'm seeing student loans, but I'm starting to see, you know, older, like 10 plus years of student loans, right? Because usually I have people in the 30s or so that I coach. But I'm telling you, I'm seeing like their own kids trying to come out of college. They're, you know, really smart, good kids, you know, and I should say young adults. You know, they're not just kids, but to me, they feel like, you know, they're kids, but they're young adults. And they're coming out, and they're not getting those great jobs. You know, even despite the fact that unemployment's at, like, almost historic lows. I mean, it's like 4% unemployment rate. But what's happening is that kids are coming out, they have bigger college bills and less pay. So this is where it's coming down to this question, is like, should you fund your kids' college tuition? The first question is, should your kids, in what they're trying to do, and they're pursuing their goals and dreams, is college the right course? You got to understand principles first, strategy second. Principle is you want to create greater success, and especially greater money in your life, you need to create more value for the people that are paying you. It's very simple. I've said it a million times. Well, okay, not a million times. I've said it hundreds of times on this show, right? And I think that hundreds of times is a good, fair number. I've said that dollars follow value many, many times on this show. That is the ultimate principle that leads to success and prosperity. This even applies even when money's not at play. I mean, still, when you're trying to create value for your family, you're trying to create value for your neighbors, you know, for your friends. I mean, this is how you get more of that richness in life, is by being of service to other people. So when you're looking at the strategy is, okay, what kind of training will get me there? Now, for some of you, college might be the best way. Medical school could be the best way to become a doctor, right? The best way might be a vocational training, apprenticeship. You know, there actually are a shortage of jobs right now. There's an abundance of jobs, shortage of employees, of workers. to do contract labor right now. More and more people are getting more into the tech world, but avoiding the actual labor, the parts that get into labor, like doing contractor type business with building and things like that. There's still demand for that, but there's less and less people in those trades. I'm telling you, there is, if we're forecasting even short term, if you've got any kind of ability, hands-on type of stuff, that is where you should be looking, is what you could be doing with your hands. Because I see less and less people, well, really more and more people, having less and less of these skills that are necessary, especially in the real world. And hey, you know what? If we ever get to a place where society collapses, just like all this, the sci-fi type of TV shows we've seen out there, these skills are going to be invaluable, right? These real life type skills that help us live on the land and that kind of stuff, right? You know, building and so forth. So we need builders of all sorts. We need builders of the mind. We need builders of the spirit. We need all that kind of stuff. The challenge, I say, is when you're looking at your kids' education is, what's going to be the best path to get them there? Is it college? Maybe. And if it is, great. Then college is probably the route to go. Probably. You know, we're going to talk about some of the affordability aspects too. You know, but the real question is of course, like, what's the best route to go? What's going to get your child the best chance of success? And it might be also learning skills outside of their trade. It might be learning how to deal with people. You know, teaching, you know, real social skills, like how to actually really deal with people. Things like from the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Those are skills that aren't often taught. They're definitely not taught in universities. And very rarely they're taught in just on-the-job training. Sometimes they touch on it a little bit, but, I mean, etiquette. I mean, I'm trying to teach my kids how to learn to text, to reply to text messages, you know, to not just be rude and not reply. You know, like those kind of things, like some basic social skills, you know, those kind of things are essential, you know, especially if you're working with people, because people are what essentially pay you, right? So there's all kinds of skills that someone needs, you know, leadership skills and so forth. So that's the first question, is where's the true education that they get? Where's the training that they get? Right now, I'm going to forecast this, that if things keep going, I think we're going to see more and more apprenticeship and vocational type trade schooling or trainings. It's not going to be the typical colleges or universities, because those prices keep inflating like crazy. Because colleges and universities, they cannot hide real inflation. When you see the rates go up like 5 to 7%, like they've been going up for many decades, you know, the reason being is because they cannot hide inflation. The government might try to tell you it's only like 2, 3% a year. That's bull crap. It's at least 5 to 7%. And that's with them trying to become more efficient at what they're doing, trying to. I know there's bureaucracy and there's exceptions to that rule. But inflation is a lot higher than what the government's telling you. And that's why you're seeing tuition going up much higher than wages. Because wages are usually based upon, hey, well, what are people, you know, what are we told that inflation is? And they try to keep up with it. The truth is it's getting harder and harder to live on even a single income, let alone a dual spouse income, isn't it? You're seeing this. If you've been around for a while, you're already seeing this with your children. It's harder for them to do these things that we could do decades ago. And so should you be funding your kids' college tuition? Maybe it's a great investment. Maybe it's the worst thing you could be doing. It might be the worst decision you make. And you know what? Like I mentioned before, like for myself, like my dad, he told me, hey, when you turn 18, and this is the expectation he set from the time I was even before I was a teenager, I think. He says, when you turn 18, you're on your own. You're out on your own. You're financing everything. You're going to pay for college because I don't have the money for you. Good luck. You know, now I'm not saying that's the myth you need to do, but I appreciate the fact that he gave me the opportunity to be resourceful. You know, and yes, he did help me out a little bit from time to time. Sometimes he helped me, you know, pay a little bit for apartment rent. You know, sometimes he helped me pay for clothes, you know, when, you know, because he knew that working part-time in high school, everything else, trying to save for college and everything, and then trying to get financial aid, you know, that wasn't easy. You know, I got one tiny little scholarship for a total of $300. I was pretty ecstatic when I got that, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's what I'm saying is that, you know, you gotta really look at this and say, is this the right thing to do? The truth is that you have a responsibility to yourself first and foremost, and to your family. You know, for your kids, you don't have a responsibility. You don't need to pay for the education. I do encourage you to support them in whatever their endeavors are, whatever that might look like. And as a bonus, are there ways to fund it? Yes. And I definitely don't recommend doing 529 plans for this very reason, that things might change by the time your kids go to school. Now, if you got kids that are 17, 18, great. Your 529 plan is perfect. If you've got at least a good 4 or 5 plus years out for your kids' college education, there are better ways. There are better strategies to use for savings for that. And so again, there's other non-conventional or non-government sponsored ways to do it. So, you know, in short, you know, should you fund your kids' tuition? It really does depend. You know, I know it's a personal choice. I've had some clients that just insist on it. And some of them have done it at the great sacrifice of their own financial freedom. And I think there needs to be a balance. I know emotionally sometimes those things get caught up where you want to be supportive of your kids. You want to give them something you didn't have maybe. And maybe your parents even helped you back then when things were more affordable, when things were different, you know, when it didn't cost as much as it does today, especially when you consider lifestyle and everything else and inflation. So, you know, for the most part, I'd say, you know what? You don't have an obligation to do it. It's a choice. You know, choose to do it. And like I said, it may not be education. I would look for other alternatives. What would be, again, the best possibility for success? You know, yeah, if they want to be doctors, great. Medical school is probably going to be the way to go, you know? It might be IT. But here's the thing, even in the tech industry, you know, I've seen some people that have bypassed a lot of the college, if not all of the college requirements, to get real on-the-job training and become more marketable to an employer. And for me, being someone who is an employer, I don't really give a crap what kind of diploma you came out with. I actually care if you can do the job. I care if you've got the experience. Now, granted, if you go to a college that teaches you those kind of things and those basic necessary skills, awesome. But if all of a sudden you told me, like, hey, Chris, since the time I was 10, I was taught coding, I was taught this and this and this and this and this, and here's what I've been able to create. Oh, by the way, I created like viral YouTube videos and I was able to do this and, you know, build up this company and whatever it might be. You better dang well believe I'm going to much more hire you, even if you're like a 19-year-old kid with that kind of experience, than someone who's 24, 25 coming out of college saying that they took C++ and all these other courses that, you know, would help them in the tech world. I don't care. I want real results. And so, now it is an honorable thing if you get through college and you pass and you do those things, like, you know, that's an honorable thing to be able to complete something, you know, to accomplish something. And that's great. That's why I don't poo-poo all over the idea of college in general. I just want you to be open to the fact that college is not everything. It is not the answer, despite what everybody's told you your entire life, that you got to go to school, get good grades, get a degree, and then get a good paying job. Because that life, that reality, hasn't been true for decades. You know, my dad taught me that. And I've watched people with master's degrees, MBAs, come out and be unemployed for 2 years. And that's with a good job market. So don't tell me that, you know, a college education is the answer. And even when they do get those jobs, it's not necessarily the best paying jobs in the world. They're like, I'm getting entry level for how many years? And they don't come out doing that. There's so much more to it than that. There are more skills that need to be developed than just the college education. So the best investment you can give your kids is not the money at all. It's actually guiding them and directing them to resources and places that give them the best opportunities for success. That is my challenge to you. It's a look to that. If you want to fund your college kids' college tuition or whatever their dreams are, awesome. Just make sure that's in a way that's going to create a great rate of return for you. You know, don't be like the guy I ran a marathon race with, where he told me, he's like, yeah, I've been successful in the financial business, but we paid $250,000 to my kid to go to college for 4 years and then come out and say he doesn't want to do it and he wants to take 2 years off to, you know, just lounge around and play video games. He's like, we did not invest in that. He's like, my wife is even more mad about that. It's like, and that was just because they never had that opportunity as kids. Don't be that parent. Don't do that to your kids. Don't give it to them on a silver platter. You know, really encourage them to work out their own dreams. You know, you might fund them a little bit, but don't give them that expectation. That's my advice. I know that's blanket advice. It could be different for you, and I'm cool with that. But my advice is, don't enable your kids. Back to that study, you know, tying in this whole loop, is that study said that these kids are coming out basically uneducated despite having a college degree, and they're unprepared, and they've been patted on the back way too much. I'm here to challenge you to not do that to them. Encourage them, allow them to grow, but allow them to fail so that they can succeed better by helping them focus on the true principle, which is creating great value in the world and making a contribution to where the contribution also comes back as compensation in the form of money and in other forms. So that's my challenge to you guys. I hope you make it a great and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.